Blackstone Audio presents The Fox Was Ever the Hunter, a novel by Herta Muller, translated by Philip Boehm. This book is read by Suzanne Torin.
That doesn't matter, I said to myself. Doesn't matter at all. Venedikt Yerofeyev. The Way of the Apple Worm. The ant is carrying a dead fly three times its size. The ant can't see the way ahead. It flips the fly around and crawls back. Adina doesn't want to block the ant's path, so she pulls in her elbow. A clump of tar next to her knee glistens as it seethes in the sun. Adina dabs at the tar with her finger, raising a thin thread that stiffens in the air before it snaps. The ant has the head of a pin. The sun can't find any place to burn. The sun stings. The ant loses its way. It crawls, but is not alive. The human eye does not consider it an animal. The spike heads of the grasses on the outskirts of town crawl the same way. The fly is alive, because it's three times the size of the ant. And because it's being carried, the human eye does consider the fly an animal. Clara is blinded by the blazing pumpkin of the sun and doesn't see the fly. She sits with her legs apart and rests her hands between her knees. Pubic hair shows where her swimsuit cuts into her thighs. Below her pubic hair is a pair of scissors.